After years of partisan battles on the Albemarle County Board, Democrats are now in complete control, with Norman Dill and Rick Randolph winning contested seats. Kathy Galvin, who was reelected to the Charlottesville City Council, says the voters have cleared the way for regional cooperation and progress on some very big issues.
Transportation, economic development, education. To be in partnership as opposed to being antagonistic towards each other only makes sense. And the public has told us that. Enough of this old axe to grind. Work together.
Democrat Mike Signer also won a seat on council, pledging to do something about the skeleton of a 9-story hotel that stands on Charlottesville's downtown mall. Construction stopped in 2009, and the city's been unable to get the current owner, Dewberry Capital of Atlanta, to resume work on the property.
We need to be working with experts in this community who know how to deal with properties like this in case it needs to be demolitioned, and we need to put the city and our staff in the driver's seat. Right now we're not in the driver's seat. We have kind of let this developer run the show, and that's not appropriate.
The top vote getter for city council was Wes Bellamy, who lost his last bid for the office by 5 votes. He'll become the first African American to serve in that post since 2011. I'm Sandy Houseman.